Judge Norman Yackel rejected a motion from Chai Vang lawyers asking that the trial be moved because it has received so much public attention. But Yackel left open the possibility that the jurors may be selected from a different part of the state to assure a fair trial. Vang's attorney, Stephen Cohn, says he's concerned that a motion surrounding the trial may lead to a costly delay.
We could be here weeks and weeks, and after those weeks, if the decision is made by the judge, you know what, we're just not going to get a fair jury here. There are too many people who have feelings about this case. Then we have wasted an enormous amount of time. We are back to square one. The trial gets delayed, and we may not try this case until mid-2006.
The judge also rejected a defense motion to prevent a written confession Vang made to FBI investigators the day after the killings from being used in the trial. A public defender told the judge he tried several times to talk to Vang before that confession, but was not allowed to see him. Attorney David Blinka put Vang on the stand during the hearing and asked him about that.
If anybody had told you that there were two public defenders within one block of the courthouse who were willing to talk to you, what would you have said?
I would say I would like to talk to the lawyer before I say anything.
But when Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager asked Vang if he had signed a statement declining an attorney, Vang admitted he'd changed his mind.
When you signed that, you knew that you were saying you didn't want a lawyer, right?
Right.
The judge also rejected a defense motion to drop one count of attempted homicide. Judge Yackel ruled that there was clear evidence Vang had shot Lauren Hessebeck twice from different locations and at different times during the incident. Hessebeck was one of two victims who survived the shootings. The most surprising development of the hearing was the announcement by Vang and his attorneys that he will not seek to use an insanity defense. He is pleading innocent to 9 separate charges in the incident that began when victims asked him to leave a deer stand on private property. The trial is scheduled to begin September 12th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.